I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Five of the best with Lee John. Now, Lee John had massive success with Imagination in the early 1980s, but he's continued his very illustrious career, covered lots of music genres, and you'll find that these songs are songs that have influenced him throughout his life. Okay, one is his own, but the other four are from some of the greatest soul singers that have ever lived and ever played music. Now, just a little time to tell you, please subscribe. It helps me, and of course, it allows you to find out when I've posted something new on the channel. And one more thing, if you want to give me thanks in form of a little bit of money for a coffee or whatever, you can do that. That will help me continue with this podcast. Okay, stand by. Here is Lee John with five of the best. Lee John, welcome. Five of your best. I mean, honestly, these five tracks, wow. It just blew my mind. I mean, I love soul music in any case. So for me to listen to those and then talk to you about them, and also instantly recognizing the connection that you clearly have through your vocals and through the music you've made. So let's start with number one on your list, which was Girl, You Need a Change of Mind by Eddie Kendricks. Now, of course, Eddie Kendricks was famously the co-founder of The Temptations, but do you remember when you first heard him?
I heard Eddie Kendricks in 1972. I was still in school, and behind me, I've got all my vinyl. So if I look back there, I can probably find the vinyl for you of My People Hold On, which is one of the first albums that I bought. I bought that album, and it was a very, very radical time of change. And I bought that album, and I searched everywhere to get the Lady Sings the Blues double album, because I went to see Diana Ross and Lady Sings the Blues. I had no idea she was in the Supremes. I had no idea. I just heard so much about Lady Sings the Blues, and I couldn't find it. I ended up getting, it hadn't come out yet, and I got Lady in Satin. So that's, it introduced me to all these jazz greats. But anyway, I digress. With Eddie, I also didn't realize he was in The Temptations. And then it's like I went back in time and studied all the stuff he did with The Temptations. And subsequently, I have every single album he's done, maybe one in his latter years I haven't got, but I've got everything. And he had a very jazzy sort of phrasing, and he had a falsetto, but it was not the same as the Stylistics or the Shy Lights. It was not, it had a different jazzy, sometimes gospel-y feel. He would sing, he'd take a breath, and then he would enunciate or do something. He wasn't the same like the others were, kind of more on beat. He would have that, which I kind of emulated some of that because I do the same thing.
Did you actually study then the way that he sang?
Oh, totally. I mean, but first, before I did that, I studied a lot of the backgrounds, choruses. I studied I mean, because I when I came back from the US, prior to that, I was in glee clubs and choirs and things like that. So harmony was always my strong point. I thought anyone could sing lead, but harmony was the main crux of music, because when you're playing chords, when you're strings and horns and stuff. So that was one of the things. And when I used to listen to Eddie in particular, I used to hear things that he did that emulated an instrument. And then many other singers as well. Marvin, he would do, his harmonies were like chords, or like they were like, you know, like you can hear him singing the chords to "Dance with Me, Come on, Dance, Pretty Baby," and who have it in a harmony. And that could either be a keyboard or it could be a brass, you know. So it's the clever way, you know, things were arranged back then.
One of the tracks that he was on, totally famous track, of course, is "Just My Imagination." Is there a connection?
Not really. A lot of people, I've sang it in the show, and I actually did a recording of it. I've recorded it. I don't know if I put it online yet, but it's there. It's their prosperity. But I had to do it because everybody had anything that's got imagine or imagination, you know, there's always that connection. But there were so many songs he did. I loved, sorry, I'm a little bit throaty. I loved, what was the one I liked them? "Going Up in Smoke, We Ain't Got No Hope." And with the Temptations, there was, "You're My Everything, You're My Everything. Yes, you are, You're My Everything." That's it. I was just trying to get to know which part I was going to sing. But yeah, and I love Psychedelic Shack, "Ball of Confusion." And on his first solo album, this used to be the home of Johnny May, "Let's Go Back to Day One." And of course, "Boogie Down and Keep on Trucking."
Oh, wow. Well, let's come to your number two, which is a track that I remember so well from the 70s. One of the great soul voices ever, Denise Williams with "Free." Now, why did you choose that track?
Well, the thing about it is everyone always says to me, pick your six best tracks. And I've got a jukebox of favorite tracks. So for me, I was thinking of "Happy Memories." I was thinking of, I was a junior journalist working for Caribbean Times, West Indian World. I was still at school. I was trying hard to become a pop star or a soul star, whatever. And with my friend Russell, we were like a duo. We'd go around everywhere together. And we used to do part-time journalism, you know, for the Caribbean Times and interview artists. And we would get all these invitations. And it was the summer period. And we got an invitation to see Denise Williams. And I can't remember where she, I think she was at the Rainbow, I think. It was at the Rainbow or something like that. And what was so strikingly interesting to me was I'd seen her maybe a year or so before, and she was a backing singer with Stevie Wonder with "Wonder Love," and that was one of the first concerts I ever went to. And I was so enamored with Stevie Wonder and thinking, my goodness, she's blind, but wow, you know what was coming out of it. And the backing singers were so crazy, and in the audience were all these artists: Eric Clapton, Linda McCartney, and Paul McCartney. I met Doris Troy and Madeline Bell, and you know. Then we got to see Denise. You know, we snuck backstage. We got to see Stevie Wonder's manager. So when her album came out, which was produced by Maurice White from Earth, Wind and Fire, we grabbed it, and the whole album is just such a classic journey of soul music of that period and time. And it was just so original. In actual fact, it reminded me a little bit of Minnie Riperton, who I think was at it around the same time, with that high voice sort of thing, and Suzy Green as well, who also sang with Ray Charles and also with Stevie too. It just had this, even now when you hear, I think it's the Fender Rhodes at the very beginning, it takes you on a journey.
Yeah, it's so effortless, and it has these vocal gymnastics that you just don't hear anybody else. Oh, you mentioned Minnie Riperton, of course, but yeah, you don't really hear anybody else singing in that style. It's just amazing.
So there's one person who does, but she does it, but unfortunately, she does it, but it's not effortlessly. She does it, but it's like she's performing it, and that's Shantae Moore. She's got a very good voice, but every time I see her do it, it's not effortless. It's like she's, I'm coming for that note. And, you know, it's so special. It's like Minnie was the same way. They just did it effortlessly. It's like beautiful.
Well, you mentioned Stevie Wonder, and we're coming to Visions from Stevie Wonder, which is from one of the greatest albums ever made, Inner Visions. And I think this is about 50 years old, 73?
Yeah.
It must be.
Yes.
So
it came in 74 to the UK. I think 74, 75, around that time. That's when I was at school, and that's when I went to see him perform. And it inspired me so much. I love all the show business, the razzmatazz and all that, but the musicality for me is always equally just as important. And that was something that I felt you needed to have that grounding before you can go and be razzle-dazzle them. You need to really know the structure of how music is and for your truth to come out really strongly. And Stevie did that. And with the vocals, with the musicians, and has been an inspiration to all of us, I would say. I mean, there's not one Stevie Wonder song that isn't played every day that you hear. So now in commercials now, you know. And even I'm a patron for SOS Children, which is a global charity for orphans around the world. And not too long ago, myself and Mike Lindup, we did a duet version of Visions, which you can see the video online on YouTube, and the money was going to the charity.
I mean, this track is so far ahead of its time, and also the theme in the song.
It's so now. It really is now. I mean, it's amazing that, you know, when you think of how it was back in the day and how it is now, you're thinking, have we changed? Have we moved on? Is this a vision in my mind? You know, where's that milk and honey land, you know? We need to reflect and look more on when you listen to these songs, because you think, you know, we've not moved as far. We may with technology and AI, we've probably gone forward in those levels. But as people, as my new album says, intimate glow, you know, there's a lot of that needs to really come through more.
I like a word that you used just a moment ago, or for the last track, but it's about it transcending. With its musicality, and this transcends as well. So we come to a track from you, Take Me Back, Lee John and Bill Sharp. Now, Bill Sharp was in Shack Attack. So I presume you met him a long time ago.
Yes. Oh, my goodness gracious. In the early 80s, our management and their management were next door to each other. The promoters, Louis Parker, who promoted them and promoted us, they were together. So it'd be in and out, you know. I remember I hosted the Disco Dancing Championships on Channel 4, which was a lot of fun. And of course, Louis had all his artists on that same show that I was on, because he put me up to doing it, which was a lot of fun. And Bill and I, we decided maybe 15, 18 years ago to do some stuff together. We've been, you know, and I like working with loads of different people. So we did two tracks together, I'm Your Angel and the Fool in Love. And one of them ended up on the Blue Savannah album, a Shack Attack album. And the other one just went nowhere. So during the lockdown, we decided, you know, let's go back to the old days and think 3 weeks in doing an album. If you can't do it in 3 weeks, then forget it. We'll never do it. So we did, you know, and I had to get back on the recording desk and learn to, I'd phone my engineer up because we had to stay inside. And we'd be zooming and whatever. And I'm saying, I can't remember, how do you get that sound? How do you do this? And the funny thing is with my engineer, I taught him how to use the desk, you know, and the effects and stuff. And because I've been so lazy, he comes over and does everything. I just want to do what I need to do. And he'll take care of it. So I had to go back to learning it all. So I do all these stacks of vocals and harmonies. And one of the main tracks, which has got... Mark King from Level 42 playing bass, and also Frizzy from Mezzoforte playing guitar, is Take Me Back. So, you know, it's for me, I'm really happy. There's been such a great response organically to the Intimate Glow album, which is out now. It's just been a lot of DJs just playing different tracks. They're playing Double Dilemma, Blue Mood, Tomorrow, So Cool, So Easy, The Heat Is On. I've just literally turn on the radio and I'm hearing one of the tracks from the album, which is phenomenal. I'm like, wow, you know, and it's caught me off guard because I'm preparing for a tour. So my head is tour. And then I'm promoting the album and other things, and Bill and I are doing stuff together. And in actual fact, he is down at the Pizza Express on March the 22nd, in week after next, with Don Grushin. Don Grushin is there, and it's going to be like a keyboard sort of concert, and I may pop up and do maybe a little something. We'll see. But I've met Don a few times. We've had some jam sessions together. But what's great now, especially for me, is that there are no ceilings. I just do what I feel. You know, I'm touring, doing the Imagination show. When I say Imagination show, the best of a flashback tour, but it also gives me the opportunity to expand and to educate and show where I am as an individual musician performer now.
I mean, it's a very smooth track. Do you think your voice has improved over the years? Because there does seem to be another quality to it.
Well, yeah, I mean, the thing is, you never really heard me. I think that everybody heard about my falsetto, but they didn't realize to do the work that I did, you know, to the harmonies in Flashback and Could It Be That Illusion and Musicalized, I'm using all my range. People wouldn't know it. But in actual fact, on some of the songs, the lower register, I would demo the low parts for Ashley and then he'd come in and sing them, you know, on that. Because I was a writer of all the songs, so along with Steve and what have you. So it was a situation where when I did my jazz album, Feel My Soul, I just wanted to let go. And I know I had different areas of my vocal tones that people hadn't heard. They'd hear it live, but there would, some people say, oh, you know, I like that tone. You've got a different tone here. And I think, oh my goodness.
That's the tone. Now don't go away while Lee opens his door to the courier that's arrived. Let me tell you about subscription. You can subscribe to this channel. It helps me and it allows you to find out when I've posted something new on the site. You can also give me thanks in form of a little bit of money, maybe the price of a coffee. That's easy to do and that helps keep me going. Okay, I think I can hear him. Lee John's coming back from the front door.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm doing something for a charity, so they gave me this. I've got to write, I've got to do something for it. And the funny thing is, when my engineers was next door, and I thought, oh, he's gone down, but he didn't open the door. But where were we? Sorry.
Well, we were talking about your voice and how it's changed. But as you said, that you were singing falsetto at the beginning, so no one really knew the depth and breadth of your voice. But today you can show it.
Yeah, I'm given the opportunity to do it. And I've been, it's for me, singing songs is like singing a different language. So I may sing, for example, in Intimate Glow, I'm laid back. I'm just very, very cool. And then, you know, I may push it out even more in Double Dilemma. You're hearing a completely different tone than what you'd known me for. And you're not always given that opportunity once you start crossing over into popular music, because people want to hear that quality. I mean, when I worked with the Gorillaz, they wanted to hear, you know, the high notes, you know, the last chord, you know, they wanted to hear, which is nothing bad with that. But I always like to show different part, show myself expressing differently, you know, not just all in just a monotone state, nothing bad about what I do. And I'll always have a bit of the falsetto, but I'm very much, when I was very, very young, I was very much into the jazz experience. That's why I said when I first heard Billie Holiday through the Lady Sings the Blues film, and then I bought Lady in Satin, the album by Billie Holiday, because I couldn't get the Diana Ross Lady Sings the Blues. Then I discovered Duke Ellington and Sarah Vaughan and Ella Fitzgerald, and because it was like dun, 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 dun. And then I was listening to funk and soul and stuff, and then this is all in America. And then when I came back here, I got so starved. And then I got the double album of Lady Sings the Blues, and then discovered the Supremes and Motown, because everybody was crazy with Motown in the UK at the time. And then I had to kind of go to import shops to get the funk from America and the soul and Parliament and all the different, you know, all the different groups of that period of time. And a touch of all of it is embedded in me, because, you know, I'll hear the Shy Lights and I'm like, oh yes, you know, you know, things, the beautiful songs. I mean, even the Stylistics, they were not my influences, but you know, like when I hear things like, cause I'm stoned in love with you. I'm a little bit thin here, but still it's just, they're wonderful melodies, you know, just wonderful melodies, which I think with the Intimate Glow album, that's one of the things I kind of wanted to sustain. Because I'm listening to some of the music I'm hearing now, and I, to the world of me, I'm thinking, what am I hearing? Will I remember that tomorrow? You know, and that for me is the thing, will I remember it tomorrow, you know?
Well, the fifth song you chose, I mean, we talked about Stevie Wonder earlier and the relevance, and if we talk about relevance, and of course, the Marvin Gaye song, Inner City Blues, again, it's over 50 years old, but again, it's relevant. So why did you choose that as one of your top five?
Well, I was going to pick What's Going On, but I've got that on my, I've had on my mobile, on my ringtone for years, What's Going On. For years, I've had What's Going On as my ringtone. And I just felt the whole album is a Bible. And Inner City is so, with What's Going On now, it's just so relevant, what he wrote. You know, I can identify, and I think, if you're speaking to the youth today and they listen to that, they can understand it the same way they'll understand hip hop, rap, drill, whatever. Inner City Blues is telling you the same thing. It makes you want to holler, throw up your hands. You know, it's like, you know, because you don't know what's happening. You know, the politicians, you know, it's so relevant to today. And he had the foresight, you know, it's just like, I mean, I remember reading about, and I think Barry Gordy said that he didn't want him to release it because that's not what he was all about. But, you know, he gave into it, and thank the Lord, the world has been given Marvin Gaye. And I got the privilege when I was with Imagination, we did Soul Train with Don Cornelius in California. And Marvin was aware of us and said to Don, these guys are really kicking it up in the UK and in Europe. And Don Cornelius announced us on stage and said, this is the group that Marvin Gaye gives his stamp of approval. If you go on YouTube, you see it. So wow. What better honor, you know?
It's weird because I printed out the lyrics to this when I read that this was one of yours on the list. And it's rockets, moonshots, spend it on the have-nots. Money we make it, for we see it, you take it. Oh, make me want to holler the way they do my life. Make me want to holler the way they do my life. This ain't living. No, no, baby, this ain't living. It's so relevant.
Yeah, it is. It's very, very, you know, it's like, you know, we're spending, where is it going? They're taking, and it examines, it's like going through the looking glass and actually thinking, hold on a second, you know, was somebody spying on me before? You know, it's just such wonderful insight. But as I said, as far as we've gone forward, there's a lot that we're going back. In some ways, you know, I'm feeling maybe, and I think probably tracks like Take Me That, which has been number one in the soul chart over here, and it's spreading. I'm finding more countries are getting into Take Me Back. And so that means people are kind of listening to the melody. For example, Garth Crooks, a friend of mine, a footballer, I hadn't spoken to him ages. And he texted me and said, oh, I really love the new album. I thought, hold on a second, it only came out on Friday and he knew all the tracks already. So that was really cool. And some of the other DJs, it's been album of the week on 3 different stations in the UK, which is just remarkable. And people are playing different tracks that they like. So I'm hoping we have this, you know, consistency that people say, you know, this is something that, you know, when I want to chill out, I'm putting into my glow on.
Oh, brilliant. Well, I'm really glad for your success. I know you're a complete workaholic. So if anyone deserves success in the world, it's you. Going to read out these 5 tracks again. Girl, You Need a Change of Mind, Eddie Kendricks, Free, Denise Williams, Visions, Stevie Wonder, Your Own, Take Me Back, Lee John and Bill Sharp, and Inner City Blues, Marvin Gaye. If you had to choose a track to play right now to make you feel really good, which one of those 5 would it be? And before Lee gives you his number one of 5 of the best, let me ask you again. Please subscribe. It helps me. It allows you to find out when I've posted something new on the channel. And if you want, you can give me some thanks in the form of a little bit of money, the price of a coffee or whatever. It will help me keep this podcast going. Also, if you like Lee John, there is a 1-hour career interview on him on this channel. So look out for that. Okay, back to the all-time number one from Lee John.
Take Me Back. I'd have to, you know why? Because I sit back and I listen to one of our tracks or something like that, and it does make me feel good. And because I wrote this during the lockdown, I was saying to Bill, even some of those tracks on the album, Intimate Glow album, I was thinking, what was in my mind at that time? You know, because it seems like the lockdown was like, you know, how long ago? You know, because it never happened. So I'm looking at Take Me Back and I'm thinking, there's references to the 80s, you know, some moments where, you know, everything turned to gold. Everything was so good. And I meant the gold records that we got when I actually put it in the lyric in there. And it will, I think this will be a classic record that I will feel uplifted when I hear it. Even we were out for Mother's Day and we were in a place and there was a DJ and he played it. And I was listening to it and it just sounds familiar. And that's, you know, when something sounds familiar to you, and even if it's your own product, it gives you a good feeling. Because everybody was like, they felt good. So it's a really good feel, you know. So, yeah, I think Take Me Back is there to make you feel good.
Well, Lee John, congratulations on Intimate Glow and Take Me Back, of course. And thanks for joining me. It's been wonderful to see you again. I really hate you because you never look a day older.
It's all the swimming I do, believe me. I feel it, believe me. And living in London makes you feel it.
Okay, congratulations. I'll see you again, Lee. Thanks very much.
Take care. Thanks a lot. Take care. God
bless. Bye. Up there is an interview I recommend. Down there is where you can find all the podcast interviews. And here is where you can connect.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders that we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like, where are you, the police?
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.